In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. In the Concordia Self-Study Bible, our text has the title, Love. Certainly it is love demonstrated through nurturing words and encouraging behaviors that unites family members and creates healthy, rewarding relationships. Our most obvious display of love for others is not going to be in only what we say, but most importantly, in what we do. It is definitely true that our actions always speak so loudly. Others often cannot hear what we are saying. God, through all those promises in the Old Testament, spoke of a coming Savior. Most importantly, God showed His love when He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to live in an imperfect world and to die on the cross for the sins of all people. God showed His love when Jesus arose from the grave 3 days after He had been sacrificed. And God will show His love to those who believe in Him by bringing them to the mansions of heaven to live with Him eternally. God's demonstration of love was in what He did for us. So should our love be evident by what we do more than what we say. What blocks us from showing through our actions sincere, genuine love? Our text provides an answer. Do not be proud and do not be conceited, because selfishness destroys relationships. Our sinful inclination is to be selfish, to promote ourselves in order to have people notice us. Pride leads us to act on the basis of what people will think about us instead of acting on the basis of what shows love and what is pleasing to God. It is really ironic that we may want people to praise us for our actions, for being so very humble. Yet when we are on our best external behavior, we are often more susceptible than ever to the sin of pride. Jesus obeyed His Heavenly Father no matter what anyone else thought. Jesus did not look for acclaim because Jesus did not need the approval of the respected leaders of the people. Instead, Jesus was satisfied with the approval of His Heavenly Father, who said, "This is My Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." Jesus' perfect life of humility becomes our humility totally through faith in Him. When pride appears in our lives, we look to Jesus for forgiveness. Our pride is forgiven because Jesus took our pride on Himself and Jesus suffered for it. Now the love of Jesus motivates us to fight against the sin of pride in our lives, and Jesus gives us an example to follow in showing love to others. Besides fighting the sin of pride, our text states we are to show love by associating with people of low position, people who are irresponsible, unruly, unlovable, uneducated, or perhaps people with little or no status in society. It is so tempting to treat people with low position to ourselves in an unloving way by viewing them as not worth our time and energy, to simply disregard them as insignificant. Yet, our true Christian character is in direct proportion to our treatment of those who can do nothing for us. In comparison to Jesus, the Son of God, we are sinners who are irresponsible, unruly, unlovable, people of low position. And what is the attitude our God took in His dealing with our low position as sinful humans? The Bible states God demonstrates His love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus, the Son of God, was not too proud to associate with sinners, and Jesus even welcomed those opportunities. Simply put, Jesus, our Redeemer and Savior, plays no favorites. Jesus is not repulsed by our sin. Instead, Jesus loves us completely, and that is motivation for us to do the same with others. Let us look in the mirror and ask questions like, how healthy are my relationships with my family and friends? How loving and encouraging are my words and actions with family, friends, and acquaintances? By the power of the Holy Spirit, we know the love of God. And we are to show that love by perhaps asking even daily, what actions this day will show my sincere, genuine love and glorify my Savior Jesus, who humbled himself even to death on a cross to save me? We actually show that we are saved and are citizens of heaven by demonstrating the love of God through our words and actions. We show the love of God by resisting the common mindset of our self-centered world. I will scratch your back, but only if you scratch mine. We show the love of God by putting away conceit and pride. We show the love of God by being kind to all people and praying for everyone, even those who may persecute us at times. And we show the love of God for the same reason our Almighty God does, so that through us, others might see and receive by faith God's full, free, unrestricted love and forgiveness. Thanks be to God that we have Jesus Christ, who lived and practiced what he taught. Jesus was not too prideful or conceited to become our suffering servant. Instead, Jesus came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, because Jesus loves us with an everlasting love. As our text states, that eternal love of Christ leads us to rejoice in hope. Through Christ's love and the cross and the empty tomb, Jesus gives each and every one of us the hope of heaven. Even though we cannot see heaven now, we know that eternal life in the mansions of heaven is coming soon, because our Heavenly Father's love through his Son Jesus is truly the sincerest form of love. Amen.